From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Saying we are in this to win, General David Petraeus has officially taken over command of the war in Afghanistan. It is a critical time when the Taliban is resurgent and U.S. allies are planning to begin withdrawing their troops. NPR's Diana Douglas is with the 101st Airborne Division near Kandahar, where this summer's operation is seen as key to cutting off the Taliban and achieving success in the nine-year-long war.
As the 101st Airborne has moved in and increased operations here, the Taliban has adapted. Captain Paul De Leon commands a company of soldiers outside of Kandahar and has seen people attack his patrols and then run for cover with non-combatants.
They like to use women and children to protect themselves. They know we won't shoot.
The Army says the Taliban is also paying local children to work for them. In the past few weeks, children have thrown a lot of the grenades that have injured U.S. patrols. And children have been following the Army and flying kites behind them to signal their movements in the villages here. The Army says it takes a lot of patience to wait until the Taliban leaves the cover of innocence. But the rules of engagement in a counterinsurgency fight are designed to keep down civilian casualties. Diana Douglas, NPR News, Kandahar Province, Afghanistan.
Normally, restaurants and hotels along the Gulf of Mississippi are filled to capacity this holiday weekend. Gary Sullivan, general manager of Charlie's Cafe and Wine Bar in Pass Christian, Mississippi, says this year is a much different story thanks to the BP oil spill.
People are worried about it. I think there's a perception that there's this big blob of something coming at them, and they don't know how it's going to impact them. That's the scary part about all of it.
Meanwhile, BP says work on its next best chance at stopping the spill is a couple of days ahead of schedule, but says it will stick to its original estimate of mid-August for finishing the job. The drilling for relief wells has moved a little faster than expected. Mexico is holding elections today in 15 of its 31 states. NPR's Jason Bobian in Mexico City says voters will be selecting governors, mayors, and statewide congressional representatives.
President Felipe Calderon isn't on any of the ballots, but his drug war and the huge wave of violence it spawned cast a shadow over many of the campaigns. More than 23,000 people have died in drug-related violence since Calderon declared war on the cartels in December of 2006. In Juarez, five candidates are vying to become mayor of the deadliest city in the Americas. In Quintana Roo, the left-wing PRD party's candidate for governor, who also happened to be the mayor of Cancun, was arrested in the middle of the campaign and accused of working for two of Mexico's largest drug cartels. In Tamaulipas, the PRI party's gubernatorial candidate was assassinated on Monday. And nationwide, at least 12 politicians have been killed this electoral season. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Polls are also voting today in a presidential election runoff. This is NPR. Vice President Joe Biden's meeting with top Iraqi officials in an effort to break the logjam there over the post-election gridlock that has left the country without a new leader for months on end. American troops are supposed to begin returning home in 1 year. Biden is scheduled to meet with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his main rival for the post, Iyad Alawi. Iraqi lawmakers have been fighting over who should run the country since the March parliamentary elections. There was no clear winner. The final four teams in the World Cup are Germany, the Netherlands, Uruguay, and now Spain. As Vicky O'Hara reports from Johannesburg, Spain battled their way in as the final team to advance.
Spain made it to the semifinals after a hard-fought, tightly defended match against Paraguay in Johannesburg. Excitement mounted in the second half when Paraguay and Spain got back-to-back penalty shots. Both teams missed. From that point on, the rhythm increased. Both teams desperately tried to score. Finally, David Villa scored for Spain. The ball banked off both posts before dropping into the net in the 83rd minute. Spain now faces Germany on Wednesday in Durban in the semifinal. The Netherlands takes on Uruguay on Tuesday in Cape Town. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Millions of Americans today will be celebrating the country's Day of Independence by way of fireworks, parades, barbecues, picnics, and yes, hot dog eating contests. The annual Nathan's International Hot Dog Eating Contest, which traditionally draws thousands of people, gets underway at noon in New York City. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.